Author Lee Bysell says the human stories from refugees themselves is being missed in today's coverage of immigration. The humanitarian activist, rabbi, and teacher has written a book highlighting 11 of those stories. He sat down with me to talk about refugees in America, stories of courage, resilience, and hope in their own words. Let's start this way, because in our conversation leading up to this this interview, you used a word in relation to some of the work you do now, and that word was hope. When you're doing stories about 11 people who come from difficult circumstances and are refugees who come to this country, what is the hope that leads them into what can, especially in this day and age, be a difficult time?
So first of all, I'm honored to be here at Aspen Public Radio, and I appreciate your taking the time and everything. It's not always easy to get to hope, but what I find in my interviews with people, my working with refugees from refugee camps in Eastern Chad, all around the world, to the people, the six men and five women in this book, yes, they've been through traumatic journeys to get here. But they didn't leave home because they wanted to. They left home because they had to. And they hold on to hope that life can be better, even though for many of them, life continues to be traumatic here in the States.
So these 11 stories in your book, Refugees in America, aren't all success stories?
No. I picked purposely, none of the people are famous. And so it ranges from a 94-year-old Holocaust survivor who's had a great life, she and her husband shaped a business, to a 24-year-old DACA beneficiary, and everyone in between. So, for example, Jawad Kowari, who lives in the Little Kabul section of Sacramento, many Afghani and Iraqi refugees are there. I don't know how his story will unfold. He's still grappling, he and his wife, with America, with finding a job, getting back into school. And so a lot of these stories are unfolding. Some have unfolded, but they are stories of what I would like to say regular people who came here under a variety of circumstances and are trying to shape a life here on the soil.
I get the feeling that at this particular juncture in American history, these sorts of stories are really important for people to hear. The refugee discussion has gone off the rails, not just in America, worldwide.
Right.
How can these stories change people's, those, I don't even know how to describe those attitudes that sometimes you haven't heard since the pre-Holocaust days in reference to a people?
Right. So the conversation, the dialogue has become just a total standstill. No one listening to one another, people just yelling at each other. And part of what led me to start this book 5 years ago is that I said, we don't need another academic book. Very few people read those. I'm not a political scientist. I have my own political views, but I love the human stories. And I wanted to uplift stories of refugees, because I think what's missing in all the dialogue, whether it's shaped over this image of a wall, who's in, who's out, whether it's shaped around the world of how many countries take no one in, I think we've forgotten in all the numbers that there's human beings. And I like to think, and what I would say about the book is, just read one story. And when you think about the refugee situation, think about that one person or two people and who they are. It tends to reduce the demonization we have of others. It tends, and we live in a world where everything is fast, quick, we judge, we lump people together. These people's stories don't really belong together, except they have one thing in common. And I find the human story in every way has lost its place in our societies. And this book is an attempt to say, before you enter into a political discussion about refugees, let's make sure we're talking about real people. And I would even go as far to say, I want refugees at the table in talking about comprehensive immigration reform. Let's bring their voices in.
In my time doing what I do, and that's interviewing, which is what you were doing here, there are, you know, no matter what it is, there's some that just stick. Is there one of these that sticks for you personally?
They all stick. Part of it is there's 11 of them, and I've spent so much time with them, and I'm in touch with all 11 of them. So I know the challenges they're facing. There's one gentleman now that's facing an immigration issue, and he's coming up for his interview. So I'm involved in these people's lives. But there's parts, like I think of Dang Jankovic, who lives in Michigan, one of the lost boys of South Sudan, as we called them. And I think of his talking with me and what in telling me about the 1,000-mile walk over a year where they got used to every day just seeing their friends die of on the road, either being shot by militias or whomever, or just dying, just giving up. I think of his words. I think of Marin Samedar, a refugee from Eritrea who shared at a graduation ceremony, first refugee ever to speak at the graduation ceremony at University of San Francisco, where he said, "Hope is the oxygen of my life." They all give me perspective, and they all have a lot to teach.
I live a first world life.
Yeah, so do I.
But I have my struggles. That quote, you just, hope is the oxygen of my life. It's in a lot of the materials for the promotions of this book. And I was just so struck by that today, because isn't that the oxygen of all of our lives?
It really is. And here's what you just said to me is so important. And to me, every human story matters. And even we living in this country, even those of us born here, even those of us who are privileged, we have struggles. We grapple with things. And I think, again, where I don't see our leaders go to, we have a lot in common with the refugee experience. I just wrote an article about this a couple weeks ago. What is the human experience about? It's about loss. Loss of childhood, loss of a school, loss of that first relationship. As we grow older, we see friends die. We see friends suffer. It's how do you cope with loss? The refugee experience is the quintessential lens into loss. They lost their homes, their nationality, their familiarity, their language, everything they lost. To me, I look at how much we have in common, and that even they can hold on to hope. How can I better hold on to hope in my darkest moments when there's been loss in my life or all the things that happen to every one of us? So to me, they're great teachers of perspective.
The book is Refugees in America. Leroy Beisel, thank you so much.
Honored to be here. Thanks for having me.